Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, EPD took calls about a DUI driver headed northbound on Broadway near Wabash. Allegedly, the silver 2008 Toyota 4Runner hit a sign pole and was driving on the wrong side of the road on the sidewalk. Several citizens were standing in the roadway attempting to stop the driver, 24-year-old Tanner Nutt of Arcata. Nutt was traveling at a very slow speed when officers arrived, but didn't stop when the emergency lights were on. Officers broke the window to the vehicle, and that's when Nutt reportedly became combative. They finally managed to remove him from that vehicle, and he was driving while under the influence of suspected heroin and medication. In addition to DUI, Nutt faces hit-and-run charges. According to witnesses, he not only hit a metal street sign pole, but also sideswiped a car, almost ran over multiple pedestrians on a sidewalk, and finally collided with a police car. The winds are hazardous enough for drivers to use extra caution on the roads. That's according to the National Weather Service. Southerly winds will increase today along the coast and over the coastal mountains as a storm system approaches the region. Winds will generally be in the 15 to 25 mile per hour range with gusts up to 35 miles per hour over the ridges and headlands. Moderate to locally heavy rain is expected as the front moves through the evening and overnight. Eureka police report a theft on the 900 block of West Harris when a Jeep hooked up their vehicle to a trailer full of firewood for sale. The gray Jeep and turquoise colored sedan are suspect vehicles in the theft case. They were last seen hauling the stolen goods southbound on Nevada Street. Saturday afternoon, Eureka police were dispatched to a report of a theft suspect in the 3400 block of Broadway, and the suspect was now at the Bayshore Mall stealing from a department store. Officers confronted the suspect inside the department store. He immediately refused to stop and began running. Suspect ran through the store aisles and around shoppers. As a second officer approached the suspect, he shoved the man to the ground, violently causing the officer to strike the back of his head on the hard floor. Suspect lost his balance as a result of the collision and was subdued and taken into custody. The evidence shows he robbed three different places. The suspect is now identified as 33-year-old Joseph Robert Valenti. He now faces a bail of $300,000. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 300 block of West Booner Street last week. Officers were responding to numerous complaints from neighbors about suspected drug activity at the location. A search of the apartment turned up a small amount of heroin, 8 grams of hash, a firearm, and several items believed to have been stolen, including one of the cameras stolen from News Channel 3 in February. Officers arrested 38-year-old John David and 36-year-old Carrie Drager, and both were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including possession of illegal controlled substances and possession of stolen property. More KINS News after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
7 local law enforcement agencies, along with the California Highway Patrol, conducted DUI saturation patrols throughout Humboldt County on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Officers were looking for dangerous and impaired drivers, and they made numerous stops. 7 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, while several other drivers were arrested for either driving without a license or driving on a suspended license. Earlier this month, county administration announced it had introduced a new web-based format allowing citizens to share their thoughts about various issues being considered by the Board of Supervisors. The Open Humboldt Forum currently has 2 questions residents can weigh in on regarding a proposed campaign finance reform proposal that the board discussed at last week's meeting. The issue will be back in front of the supervisors in April, and in the meantime, you can log into the county website and provide your feedback for the direction you believe the supervisors should take regarding campaign finance reform. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.